This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. 286,000, the number of worldwide people who have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. The number of infections approaches 4.2 million. In the United States, the death toll is more than 80,000 people, with 1.3 million confirmed infections. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is warning Congress that if the country reopens too soon during the coronavirus pandemic, it will bring needless suffering and death. Dr. Fauci is among the experts testifying this hour to a Senate panel. His testimony comes as President Donald Trump is pressuring states to reopen after the prolonged lockdown aimed at controlling the virus's spread. With the U.S. economy in free fall and more than 30 million people unemployed, President Trump wants to restart the economy. Dr. Fauci is testifying via video conference after a self-quarantining video as two White House staffers tested positive for the virus. Germany is reporting that new coronavirus infections are soaring after taking early steps to ease its lockdown, news that has sounded a global alarm as businesses reopen. Germany reported that the reproduction rate, meaning the number of people each person infected with the coronavirus goes on to infect, had risen. Now, this comes just days after German authorities relaxed lockdown measures, and it shows just how quickly progress can be reversed, even in a country with one of the best records for containing the virus so far in Europe. The Dow Jones actually opening up in positive territory, up 30 points, which is just over 0.1%. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. It's a huge day today for the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is set to hear oral arguments on appeals of three lower court decisions involving subpoenas of President Donald Trump's tax and financial records. The president filed legal challenges to subpoenas issued last year by several House of Representatives committees and a New York district attorney. Now, President Trump's legal team has argued lawmakers should have to identify a legitimate legislative purpose for seeking the president's financial information. Russian authorities said they would look into the safety of artificial lung ventilators being used at two hospitals after a fire broke out in St. Petersburg at one of them today and killed five people. The blaze erupted after a ventilator in an intensive care ward treating 20 patients with coronavirus burst into flames. It was the second fire to break out at a hospital treating coronavirus patients in less than a week. A similar fire erupted at a Moscow hospital on Saturday, killing